Welcome to Time with Alpha, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 12th, Wednesday, 2019, day 163. Today's topic, the Holy Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day, all the times that make you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 132 verses 1 to 5, 1 Kings chapter 9 verse 1 to chapter 10 verse 29, Acts chapter 8 verses 14 to 40. Proverbs 17, verses 2 to 3. Today's main passage, only one, that's from Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 31. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian Enoch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of the Kandak, that means a queen of Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah, the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. Do you understand what you are reading? Philip asked. How can I? He said, unless someone explains it to me. So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Let's have a time to be still and keep the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. Are listening. Acts chapter 8 verses 26 to 31 gives us a very practical way of leading people to Jesus. Number one, receive the direction of an angel sent by God to some place. This angel can be a real angel sent by God. Sometimes we name that as we are being moved by God's direction. Or it can be someone you know, but actually it is God's work to make that happen. The problem is whether we believe that or not. Are we willing to take action like Philip to go to the desert where no one should be there? Number two, receive a more clear and precise direction from the Holy Spirit. You listen and obey to God's angel, no matter it is a person or a sign or other, then the Holy Spirit will give you the next and more concrete step. I remember similar things happened just 3 weeks ago that one of our people, she was really an angel, yeah, brought a couple to our Sunday 11 a.m. service. I had these steps. Number one, pray for them before they went into the sanctuary. Number two, pray for them after the service when they step out of the sanctuary. Number three, invite them to repent and receive Jesus as their Savior and Lord, and they did. Number four, invite them to Saturday 5 p.m. Alpha course, and they did for the past 2 weeks. and they have experienced God in a very, very powerful way the past 3 weeks. Before they came to our church 3 weeks ago, they worshiped all kinds of idols and never received Jesus before. I think this is a kind of similar experience as Philip. The key is that how can you receive more clearly and easily the prompt from the Holy Spirit because of your more and more intimate relationship with Jesus. And your determination to take action to respond to the call of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, lead us to respond to the call from the Holy Spirit to lead more people to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of strategy have you received from Jesus today? Number two, what is your action to make that happen more often? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about today's wonderful way to evangelize people. May the Lord bless you to be good evangelists.